This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today, after having spent a number of weeks in the study of both atheism and agnosticism, I want to be more specific as to the practical results in the life of human beings. The Apostle Paul deals with this in the first chapter of the book of Romans, and I shall be reading from the American Standard Version of the Bible, Romans chapter 1, verses 28 to 32. And even as they refused to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up unto a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, hateful to God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unmerciful, who, knowing the ordinance of God, that they that practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also consent with them that practice them. The degraded state of man in our world today should cause each of us to consider carefully and prayerfully this passage from the book of Romans in the Bible. As we look about us at all of the crime, our society seems almost at war with itself, the criminal element against the law-abiding element. The police forces of our land can hardly cope with the situation that has now developed. The sexual revolution, the abandonment of strong moral standards by which to live, all of these and other things are matters that are involved in what Paul has indicated here has come about as a result of rejecting the existence of God. Conclusive evidence for the existence of God was right before the eyes of these people about whom the Apostle Paul wrote, but they chose to reject the conclusion which they should have drawn from that evidence. Romans chapter 1, verses 19 to 21. But now notice carefully in verse 28, the statement, even as they refused to have God in their knowledge. Paul is here saying that they tested God and found him not to be the God they wanted. You know, a lot of people want God to be what they want him to be, and they want the Bible to say what they want it to say. But they do not want God to be what he really is, and they do not want the Bible to be what it really is. These people tested God and found him not to be the God they wanted. They then turned aside from him. This was the source of the rest of their crimes in not grasping the knowledge of God which they had gained from nature. They prepared themselves for their full departure from God and his ways. Note that in the next place Paul says, God gave them up into a reprobate mind. Here is an apparent play on words. They tested God and did not approve of him, so God gave them over to a mind which would not stand being tested. That is, God delivered these people into custody of minds which would lead them into all the way into degradation. That is, he gave them up to minds that would not stand the test of being a human mind, just as a sheriff delivers a prisoner into custody of a jailer who leads the prisoner into a dungeon. But notice next, Paul says, to do those things which are not fitting. That is, not fitting to their station as men. Not fitting to their station as human beings. These things would perhaps be fitting to animals, driven by an animal's so-called mind, but not fitting to men. Their rejection of having God in their full knowledge has caused them to degenerate from the plane of men to the plane of the animals or the beasts of the field. Note now in verse 29, being filled. This is the perfect passive participle of the verb I fill and signifies a state of completion, having been filled to the brim, as we might say, and even now standing in that same condition. 5 vices in instrumental case follow this participle. First, Paul says, with all unrighteousness. Unrighteousness is the translation of the word adikia. And scholars declare this to be a comprehensive term which includes all that follows. It seems to denote injustice to one's fellow man or inequity in general. But our time is gone for today. I'm so glad you've been with us. I hope that you'll study your Bible, study it for yourself, follow only what it teaches. And in the meantime, may God bless and keep you is my earnest prayer.